be delivered from your imprisonment. Our reading today is taken from Matthew chapter 11, verses 1 to 6. After Jesus had finished instructing his 12 disciples, he went on from there to teach and preach in the towns of Galilee. When John, who was in prison, heard about the deeds of the Messiah, he sent his disciples to ask him, "Are you the one who is to come, or should we expect someone else?" Jesus replied, "Go back and report to John what you hear and see. The blind receive sight, the lame walk, those who have leprosy are cleansed, the deaf hear, the dead are raised, and the good news is proclaimed to the poor. Blessed is anyone who does not stumble on account of me." Eternal God, help us in any given situation that we find ourselves imprisoned and unable to function as we should, that you would deliver us and set us free in Jesus' name. Sometime during your Christian walk, you will find yourself imprisoned by certain situations and developments. And this will cause you to question your faith. While in prison, John the Baptist was perplexed by the news that filtered through from his followers about the works of Jesus. So he sent two of his disciples to ask Jesus plainly whether he was the one, the promised one, or should they look for another? Jesus' reply was to draw attention to the works of mercy which he was performing. And he told them to go back and report to John what they heard and what they had seen. That the blind receive sight, the lame walk, those who had leprosy were cleansed, the deaf heard, the dead were raised, and that the good news was being proclaimed to the poor. The key phrase that these disciples received was to go and tell John the things which you hear and see. John was literally in prison and started to waver concerning his faith. And the same way, you will often find yourself imprisoned by situations and developments which can cause your faith to waver. When the going gets rough, you've got to stay tough. And it's what you're able to say about what you've heard and what you've seen concerning your faith and the results of faith that will keep your mind from being imprisoned by the spiritual forces of darkness. Yes, I repeat again, when the going gets rough, it's your faith and acts of faith that keeps you tough. You see, the way you think, even in the situations you find yourself in, will affect your faith, which in turn will affect your relationship with God. Your attitude of mind makes you who you are and who you're gonna be. When we come to Christ, our thinking has to be renewed, and the renewal process is often a process of deliverance from those bad habits which stopped you from achieving the success you should have. When you look a little closer at Romans 12, verse 1 and 2, you see that your mind must first be renewed through faith in Christ before your body can be offered as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God. This is the miracle of transformation which takes place when you come to Christ. 1 Corinthians 2 verse 16 reads, "For who has known the mind of the Lord that he may instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ." This means that believers have the capacity to think like Christ. Therefore, the Holy Spirit enables you to see things from his point of view. As I mentioned before, the deliverance from any imprisonment that you find yourself in will take its own process of time before you can be set free. The mind is the motor of the soul, and any bad habits it has practiced before or during you became a Christian will take its course before you can be delivered from them. Take, for instance, a situation where you are regularly late for work and late for appointments. This has become a stigma in your life, and in fact, you have become imprisoned by this habit, and you could lose your job, lose friends, miss important appointments, and receive a bad reputation. To be delivered from such an imprisonment, you need to find a new solution. Notice, I did not say you need to change your habit. A new solution and to change your habit are two different things. Let me explain. You're always about 10 minutes late for your job and for your appointments you make. And you want to do something about this so that you can become punctual or even arrive 10 minutes earlier. It is your attitude of mind towards this issue that will help you to be delivered from it. As I said before, your approach should not be to try to change this bad habit. Your approach should be to find a new solution. You see, to concentrate on changing the old habit is a waste of time because it causes you to struggle with something that you're not able to cope with anyway. Because you're fighting against something that has continually defeated you. Your thinking to achieve your deliverance should be that you're embarking on a new adventure and leaving the old way of doing things behind. The challenge for anyone delivered from an imprisonment is to remain delivered. You see, you can find a new solution for a bad habit, but it is your responsibility to keep your deliverance. Otherwise, you will be imprisoned again by the old habit. Matthew 12, verse 43 to 45 says, "When an unclean spirit goes out of a man, he goes through dry places seeking rest and finds none. Then he says, 'I will return to my house from which I came.' And when he comes, he finds it empty, swept, and put in order. Then he goes and takes with him seven other spirits more wicked than himself. And they enter and dwell there. And the last state of that man is worse than the first. So shall it be also with this wicked generation." God expects true reform from sin. John came preaching Therefore, bear fruits worthy of repentance. Matthew 3, verse 8. And Jesus demanded, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Matthew 4, verse 17. God will take away our sins. He will cast out the demons, so to speak, but still expects us to find new solutions in our lives. And this is the key. This is not something that God can do for us. We must fill up our house rather than leaving it empty, swept, and put in order, ready for that habit to return. We must keep our hands busy doing good things so that sin does not return in greater measure. But when we find God's blessings without accepting our responsibility to find new solutions, it will be said of us, the last state of that man is worse than the first. Now, 2 Corinthians 5, verse 17 states all that we need to know in our approach to being delivered from any imprisonment. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. You see, even though you are a new creation in Jesus Christ, when you believe and receive him as your Lord and Savior, in time, you will grow in faith and you will grow in his trust to be delivered from those things which for one reason or another have become bad habits that you need to find new solutions for. God bless you, Pastor Philip.
In my mind, I still can see your face. No one else can ever take your place. Even though you might be somewhere I will never know, there's a broken heart right here that loves you so. There was a time when you and me were two. Then we became like colored shades of blue. And in the labyrinth of life we somehow lost our way. But I'm still right here loving you today. Like a butterfly you will always catch my eye. With the fragrance of your perfume passing by, I can see a mirage of you standing by my side. And my love for you is something I can't hide. How could your love for me just fade away? My love for you sun.